This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Dory Nutt. Today, Sundial contributor Melissa Ford Thornton tells us that she gets into the Christmas season somewhat reluctantly, but once there, revisits her holiday memories and finds that all the silly rituals of childhood remain dear to this day.
All the ugly ornaments. Southern Octobers are bittersweet for me. Like the grass beneath my feet, I'm reluctant to let go of the memory of summer's warmth. Evenings are filled with nostalgic scents of wood smoke and the musty tang of leaves grown brittle and weary as an old man's sigh. Friends grow excited about this time, thinking ahead to the holidays. But my mind travels back in time, even as I peruse holiday cards and deliberately select a misshapen pumpkin. You see, the holidays of my childhood weren't the stuff of Pinterest, symmetrical trees and elaborate mantle displays. Rather, they were filled with the messy stuff of glue and glitter and homemade Toll House cookies, always a bit burnt on the bottom from Mom's thin cookie sheets. My brothers and their friends filled the house with rock music that clashed with Dad's vinyl collection of Christmas songs, sung in Spanish, reminiscent of his native Mexico. Mom always insisted on a real tree, the more lopsided and sad-looking the better. She was tender-hearted that way, never wanting to see something or someone left lonely or unwanted. Decorating was interesting. We'd lug dusty boxes from the attic and untangle moldy popcorn strings from ornaments with the names of pets who'd crossed over the rainbow bridge years before I was born. And I'd hear again the tales of Skippy, the best dog ever, as we strung tinsel that sparked and clung to us with static. There were more ugly ornaments, most crafted by hands not gifted with talent or any sense of aesthetic. Popsicle stick elves my brothers and I made with frightening googly eyes. Paper plates filled with plaster of Paris imprinted with our tiny hands that were painted to look like turkeys or angels, hard to tell which. And Mom lovingly hung every one of these on the back of the tree. Each year, when she pulled one particular ugly ornament from the boxes, I was transported back to a special day. She allowed each of us kids to select an ornament from a shop on the square. This was a beautiful place filled with brightly colored spools of tartan plaid ribbon spilling into the aisles, perfectly shaped artificial trees twinkling with fairy lights, and what seemed to me real Christmas carols drifting from speakers like silver bells and Frosty the Snowman sung in English. We took our time making our selections. My brothers each came away with a glass-blown, delicate creation that brought smiles and nods of approval from the shop owner. A toy soldier, Santa, a sleigh. Then they all turned to see what I, the youngest child, had chosen. A ballerina from the Nutcracker, perhaps? Oh, but no, here was a pink animal of unrecognizable species. The bewhiskered nose and paws indicated a mouse, but the curly tail and hog-shaped ears made us lean more toward a pig. The shop owner rang up that sale with a discount. Mom smiled and shrugged, no accounting for a child's taste. Each year, we carefully added pig mouse to our Charlie Brown's tree branches. Today, as I kicked through leaves trying to unbury patches of green grass on my morning run, I thought of the way October ushered in holidays so slowly as a child, and how quickly now those days speed toward us once pumpkins appear on doorsteps. Soon it'll be time for me to pull dusty boxes from the attic, boxes that hold plaster of Paris thumbprints our son made nearly two decades ago. And when I, like my mom before me, place those near the back of the tree, I recognize that's a place of honor, not facing our small living room, but rather displaying them in the window for neighbors and friends and all who come to call to admire. Truly, my mother's daughter, I find the things that decorate our hearts, all the ugly ornaments that make up perfectly imperfect lives, precious and timeless.
Sundial writer Melissa Ford Thornton is a California girl with a Southern accent and also a storyteller, poet, music publicist, and lyricist. She's currently at work on a true storytelling podcast focused on mental wellness. You can find Melissa's story and all the Sundial episodes online under the Sundial Writers tab at WLRH.org. And you can hear the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.